let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Inez, go, Alicia.
Hot 103 Jams.
Moments ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
Yeah, that was President Joe Biden announcing that Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, which was actually a vape pen, by the way, was released yesterday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. President Biden made the announcement from the White House along with Sherelle Griner, Brittany's wife, who also had this to say.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones.
And you know, I don't get the online backlash with this. I don't, man, because to me, it's a celebration of family. And if you ever had anybody locked away for a long time who you really loved and care about, when you see them came home, it was just a wonderful feeling, a feeling that you never thought that you would feel before. Especially considering some circumstances. And in this circumstance, we didn't know when the hell Brittany Griner was going to come back to the United States. So a cause for celebration nonetheless. Welcome home, Brittany.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
624 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now, you are clear 35 in Overland Park. In the new Netflix documentary, Harry and Meghan, Meghan Markle said that she wasn't treated like a black woman before moving to England.
Very different to be a minority but not be treated as a minority right off the bat. Obviously now people are very aware of my race because they made it such an issue when I went to the UK. But before that, most people didn't treat me like a black woman. So that talk didn't have to happen for me.
She also said that she never thought that race would play such a big part in our marriage with Harry, because growing up in LA as a mixed race woman, being different had not been an issue for her. Whew. I don't know about her experience, but with mine, I've always been treated like a black man. And maybe that has something to do with me not knowing my mother's white family growing up, but I've always been under the tutelage of no matter what percentage of black you are, you're black. And most of the time we get treated that way in certain situations. Y'all know what I'm saying.
You ain't lying, bro.
During an interview for Peacock's The Best Man, the final chapter's premiere in L.A. yesterday, Nia Long said that she was not too happy about how the Boston Celtics handled the cheating scandal of her ex-fiancé, Ime Udoka.
Absolutely, 101%. He was the first person who said it. I agree with it. I think it's been incredibly difficult for me to manage, you know, all of that while working and trying to be a mom and trying to, I'm trying to find the humanity in all of it. You know, it just feels like no one thought of me, of my children. There was no protection. I think the Celtics were irresponsible and it was hurtful. Mm-hmm. It really was, because we were welcomed in as family, and then it's like, well, what happened?
Ooh, Nia Long, I bet she got plenty of suitors in her DM right now. She do look good, though.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
Jackie Chan and Rush Hour 4 are trending after he made a rare onstage appearance at the Red Sea Film Festival. There, he told fans that he is currently in talks to make a fourth Rush Hour movie. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I ain't really seen none of the Rush Hours like that. But I know y'all excited about it.
15 years LAPD.
My father was also a policeman.
Your daddy was a cop?
Not a cop. An officer. A legend.
all over Hong Kong.
My daddy a legend too, all over America. My daddy once arrested 15 people in one night by himself.
My daddy arrested 25 by himself.
My daddy saved 5 crackheads from a burning building by himself.
My daddy once caught a bullet with his bare hands.
My daddy would kick your daddy all the way from here to China or Japan, wherever the hell you from.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
What's the rush? The more you hurry, the more you miss. Hurry through breakfast. Hurry through the morning. Hurry through lunch. What does it get you? You hurry through the rest of the day, then wonder why it was all so empty. Remind yourself that this day is not a contest to see how many activities you can cram into each hour. It's an opportunity to experience, to focus, to let thoughts and feelings linger. If you don't live with patience and richness right now, when will you? Give yourself the time and quality you desire and deserve. Yes, you need to adhere to a certain schedule so your activities can mesh well with the activities of others. But that doesn't mean you must overload that schedule. Rather than pushing and striving to do everything, seek to give time, quality, and sustained attention to what's most meaningful. Live each experience well by letting go of the compulsion to zip through it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Max Sauce holding Kansas City down like always. 656 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy skies. Right now, you are clear at 38 in KCK. Oh, yeah, we need to shout out Block Brothers Liberating Our Communities. Such a great organization trying to enhance the advancement of black educators. And shout out to my dog, Cornell Ellis, who wants to shout Pastor Ulysses Bestie, director of the Irma L. Williams Learning Center at Paseo Baptist Church, in service for over 30 years. This black male educator has provided a strong foundation for thousands of young people in the Kansas City area. Take a bow, Ulysses Bestie. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking time to salute our educators, providing a future for our youth on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
103 Jams.
In this league, you got to move on, or you're going to make one loss turn into two. So you watch the tape on Monday. You get a sense of what you could do better and what you can take away that you did positive. Then you move on to the next week, and that's what we're doing, and we're ready to play a great football team in the Denver Broncos. I think the challenge is that they're a good football team. Their defense is special. They have a good scheme. They have good players. And so when you play division opponents, you obviously know they've studied you all offseason. So you try to have a concept of what you do best, but at the same time throw in some wrinkles so that they can't be on top of your best plays. And so for us to be a great challenge against a great defense, to go out there and try to find a way to put up enough points to win.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on this week's game versus the Denver Donkeys, a team that he's never lost to. Ever in his career. And I think that continues on this week as the Denver Broncos game is coming up at 3 o'clock on CBS. I'll dive deeper into this game with Ronna Show Hughley from Arrowhead Pride coming up later this hour on The Morning Grind.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
724 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now you are clear and cool at 38 in KCK.
Whatever you do, don't get ass-ups.
Cardi B gave her followers some strong advice about plastic surgery after removing 95% of her butt injection.
In August, I did surgery and I removed 95% of my bowel perimeters. If you know what bowel perimeters is, it's shots. And it was a really crazy process. And all I'm gonna say is, right, that if you're young, if you're 19, if you're 20, if you're 21, and sometimes you're too skinny, and you be like, oh my God, I don't got enough fat to put on my ass and everything, so you resort to shots, do not get shots.
Cardi B had previously opened up to GQ about receiving illegal injections in a basement apartment in Queens for $800. Yikes. I'm not even going to play around. To all the young ladies listening right now who are even thinking about getting BBLs or butt injections, fam, just don't do it. Stay away from it. Don't even think about putting yourself through that mess. You don't know what yourself is going to look like in about 10 years. You don't know what your body is going to go through. And you don't know if your body can even accept that kind of stuff. So listen to Cardi B. Ray J and Prince's love is headed to trial after they failed to reach a settlement in divorce battle. According to sources, the two were mandated to participate in a parenting program as part of the case. It's being reported that no agreement was made despite the program being finished. And Ray J requested that the court end Prince's love's eligibility for spousal support, noting that they signed a prenuptial agreement before getting married. He also requested that the judge give him every penny he made prior to, during, and following the marriage.
Pay me too!
Princess Love responded by requesting joint legal and physical custody of their two children. She also asked the judge to disregard Ray J and give her spousal support instead. The trial date for their divorce proceedings will be decided at a hearing that the court has set for March. And some good news, Al Roker is home from the hospital. Yeah, friend of the show and today's show personality wrote on Instagram yesterday, home, so incredibly grateful to family, friends, medical folks, the Today Show family, and all your thoughts and prayers. So Roker has made multiple trips to the hospital in the past month and missed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade for the first time in 27 years because he was seeking treatment for blood clots in his legs and lungs. Let's keep our friend Al Roker lifted in prayer, as well as Celine Dion. The legendary singer took to social media to share that she has to postpone her upcoming tour due to her diagnosis with a neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome.
Diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called the stiff person syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. While we're still learning about this rare condition, we now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having.
Stiff person syndrome is described as a progressive neurological and autoimmune disorder that affects the brain and the spinal cord. We are sending Celine Dion all the love, prayers, protection, and wishing her a speedy recovery.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I know this weekend some folks are going to take advantage of the new laws that we have in Missouri that went into effect yesterday. As far as the marijuana, possession and use of marijuana is officially legal in Missouri as of yesterday, but a few technicalities remain unresolved, yo. The bureaucracy isn't ready yet for the license and permit processes that will authorize people to sell it or grow it on their own, all right? Missouri is the 21st state to legalize recreational use of marijuana. It could be February 2023 before it's actually for sale without prescription. So make sure that if you do partake this weekend, you do it safely. And don't do it in front of the kids. Don't be going to school smelling like weed or any of that stuff. All right, y'all.
Y'all smoke roaches. Y'all piece up for dime bags.
How about those trees?
Hot 103 Jams. Games.
Week 14 in the National Football League brings our Kansas City Chiefs to a trip to the Mile High City at Denver, Colorado, where the Chiefs will look to get 14 straight wins over the Denver Donkeys, Ron.
Yeah, man, it's kind of hard to turn the page from last week, but Denver, they've dominated this team, and this arguably, this may be one of the worst teams they've had to face in this 14-15 game dominance over Denver. They haven't been good to begin with. I don't know who Russell's going to throw the ball to. Jerry Judy's probably not going to play. Cortland Sutton's probably not going to play. This is a bad team that the Chiefs should dominate, and after last week, they should be really motivated to get back on the field and show better than what they did last week.
You know, Ron, let's talk about Sierra's husband real quick, because coming into this season, Russell Wilson.
There's no reason.
Yes, it is.
That disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
Got a lot going on that you don't even have to do that to him.
He's the ops now.
His own man. He is Danger Russ.
Sure.
Let him.
Let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
He can 1-2 step all over the field all he wants, but coming into this season, this man was touted as challenging Patrick Mahomes as being one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC West. Now look at you. What has gone wrong with this Denver offense this season?
I don't believe that Russell Wilson, a guy who for 10 years you had him as your quarterback, no matter what your offensive line was, no matter what your defense was, no matter you get to the playoffs, you win 9-10 games. I don't think at 33, Russ is just falling off a cliff. I think he is dealing with, how can I put it, somebody that's stupid when it comes to being a head coach in football. And as I like to call him, Nathaniel Hackett has been the worst. Connecting himself with him has been the worst decision Russ has made. I think Russ had some input on where he was being traded, and him being traded to Nathaniel Hackett, a stupid person when it comes to being a head coach of the NFL. Now, he may know other things of intelligence, but in terms of being a head coach in the NFL, he's stupid.
Now, with all that being said, Denver still does have a mighty, mighty fine, young, and energetic defense that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to have to deal with, especially if Mecole Hardman and Kadarius Toney aren't back.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to score 13 points. I mean, if they can score 13
that's
points,
it, Ron.
They should probably be all right. No, I mean, they've got a good defense, and we're anything watching from last week. I mean, Orlando Brown and those boys up front, you know, hopefully you get Joe Tooney back. They got to hold up because they do have a really good defensive line, even though they did lose Bradley Chubb. They got some guys up front, but, I mean, they shouldn't hold down the Chiefs. And the Chiefs need – they got to get it together, man. I know maybe – don't want to hear this, but you know, I'd like to be very realistic with fans. You know, Chiefs fans, for good reason, has been the gold standard of the NFL the last 4 or 5 years. Ever since Patrick Mahomes stepped on the field, they have been what everybody is trying to get to. And Chiefs fans, people like yourself, have been able to do a really good job of embracing being the gold standard and have had a confidence as a fan that deserves what the Chiefs have given you. But right now, dog, it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be concerned because since week 5 last year, you've played the two other AFC powers 6 times. Mm. And the Chiefs are 1-5 against Cincinnati and Buffalo. You know, there should be a level of concern about this group because they can beat everybody else. They can solve everybody else. For some reason, Buffalo and Cincinnati, the Chiefs are struggling big time with.
Ron, no need for predictions this week, right? There's no way the Chiefs fall in Denver.
Yeah, the Chiefs don't want to see me next week on this show if they lose to Denver Broncos. I was as real as I could be just now with this thing against Cincinnati and Buffalo. But right now, if they lose there, they aren't winning a championship if they lose either one of these two games.
Facts.
To the Denver Broncos. I'm going to put that right there. I'll say that right there. You don't win a Super Bowl and lose to Nathaniel Hackett. You just don't.
Yeah, got to handle business on the road. Next week should be lively, Ron, as the Chiefs will be coming to your new home, Houston. I can't wait to talk to you then. Until then, Make sure y'all go to arrowheadpride.com, click on the show and BK podcast, and you're going to enjoy a good hour of Chiefs content. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you, my dog. Holla at you.
All right, man.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Remember when I told you yesterday about Chris Hernandez, the former director of communications for Kansas City, alleges that city manager Brian Platt instructed staff to lie as a part of a media strategy? Well, Kansas City Mayor Quinn Lucas, this is his response.
I don't think, frankly, that I've heard anybody on our staff, including the city manager, suggest misrepresentation broadly to the public or to our media that we work with each and every day. And, you know, I never share any thoughts on lawsuits. Fundamentally, all I will say is this. I think the city is very transparent in connection with everything that it does, whether it's reporting the number of lane miles we've resurfaced, which I think we're all very proud of, whether it's talking about our budget, good and bad, whether it's talking about budget fights or anything like that. I have seen no situation where either with the city manager or our city staff that they have misrepresented numbers, amounts, or any other types of issues. And I have never seen our city manager or anyone on staff suggest to someone or designee to misrepresent anything. So that's, I don't know the full details of the entire situation. All I know is I have faith that our entire staff is open, honest, transparent, and we welcome anybody to look through our numbers and our data, and I think you'll see that that's verified.
Yeah, so, you know, y'all hear Mayor Quinn Lucas on the show every single Monday, and I'm definitely going to ask him about this, but I will say, as far as the city manager, Brian Platt, is concerned, I don't think we trust in anything else he's going to say. It is what it is.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to wish those adventurous, confident, and ambitious Sagittarius some happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
P&B Rock. Today would have been his 31st birthday. RIP, fam. NBA player Kelly Oubre Jr. turns 27 today. WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle turns 54. Donny Osmond, today is his 65th birthday. Red Fox, today would have been his 100th birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to him. And happy birthday to Country Wayne, friend of the show. Today is his 35th birthday. Now, let's take it to the crib to wish some of our folks in KC some happy birthdays. Jasmine Rowland, Brittany Renee, and Kyla Quinn, happy birthday. Kiki Tatum, Daniel Fry, and Tanya Williams, happy birthday to y'all. Erica Hamilton and Jorge Morales, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Danita Marie Riley and Jamal Campbell. Happy birthday to y'all and everybody else born on December 9th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Turn up, it's y'all day.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
LaShawna Robinson.
Hey, LaShawna, how you feeling this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here ready for the weekend, just waiting for these minutes to tick off. You feel me?
I agree.
You ready to finish these lyrics and That's My Jam?
I am.
Let's go.
Stop and freeze. No more VIP.
Peace.
No more late night creeps. No more dope.
Huh?
You can't even kick it.
No more.
Stop and freeze. No more late night creeps.
Creeps.
No more VIP.
Uh-huh.
No more dope.
We can't even kick it no more. You're going to be kicking it next weekend at the Christmas R&B Jam with Life Gin is Cut Close and LaBelle because you got them tickets in your hand. All right?
Yay!
This is Compliments of Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Tell the town what morning show is getting you ready every day.
The Morning Grind. 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Baby, let me see you go. Brenda,
Brenda.
Color T-shirt.
It's
Friday, girl. Go ahead and
twerk.
I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair.
Go Linda.
Go Linda.
Go Felicia.
Felicia.
It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and
twerk.
Go
Don.
Go Don.
Go Shine.
Go Shine.
Go Ness.
Go Ness.
Go Alicia.
Got Hot 103 Jams.